Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to do some relationship talk. We're going to talk some love talk tonight. We're the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. We're going to focus on the menu, and that menu is related around more or less when we think about it. Just think about it. When you go to a restaurant and you're about to get something that's going to tell you're hungry, you want to tease, and you go, the thirst is inside of you and you want something to eat. You look at the appetizer and the starter, and you look at the lust. And that's what a relationship starts off, and a lot of times is lust. Then you move forward and you look at the entree. Now, entree is the attraction. If you're sitting out in front of a large steak or a salmon or some, chicken or whatever it may be, part of that Andre, you'll sit down and you'll really be lusting to get hold to it because it is attractive. And last, as we end this thing up, we're going to end it up with what? With that dessert. Oh, come on now. In a relationship, you know what the dessert is. You know whether it's the attachment that you want to hold on to. And that's what the Love Cafe is all about. And we're so excited to come before you tonight. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to be actually heard, you press 1 and we'll make sure we identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then we'll ask you to give your name and location. Then you can just jump into exactly what's your expertise, what's your thoughts, what's your comment. Let's keep it in mind. That's what the Love Cafe is, allowing you an opportunity to vent, an opportunity to share your thoughts, your opportunity to be an expert when we're talking about love. And we said a Love Cafe, again, you said, why should I check this out? Not only about the menu, not only about it soothes your appetite. First of all, we look at the acronyms of love. Love is consists of the L, we know, and that's listening. If you can't listen in a relationship, you're going to have a problem. The O is overcoming. No matter what challenges you have, no matter what faults you might have, you can overcome it if you're moving toward love. The V is value. How valuable is that person? How valuable is that relationship? Enough to stay with it. Enough to work toward making that person my life partner. That's what it's all about. Value. And last but not least, as we move forward from listening, overcoming, and valuing what's going on, we look at one of the things so important, which is expectation, encouragement, excitement. That's the Love Cafe. And that's what it's all about. We're going to offer all of those things. We're going to offer you an opportunity to check out whether you're listening in the relationship you're in, whether you're willing to overcome, whether you value that partner that you have, or whether your expectation, your goal, or your encouragement for one another is there in place. It's going to be exciting. This is Throwback Thursday. We're going to take this opportunity to just, as we go through the program, we're going to play some music from time to time. We're going to throw you back to them days when you said, wow, that was a long time ago. Or you're going to say, them days, that music was before my time. Whatever you're listening to, we don't own the rights to it, but we want to play it and kind of get you in the right mood. I have a guest that's joining me, and I'm so glad to have that person with us, and I look forward, and I want to make sure I see I have someone on the line, and hopefully that's that individual. If not, I'll check it and see who exactly it is, because it's so good to have individuals calling in and being a part of, because that's what is the call-in number, as I share, is 347-857-4192. And then if you want to go to the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And if you're interested in tweeting the show, you can. You can go to @LorenzaBSmith15, @DrLorenzaSmith with the number one, as well as you can take an opportunity to check out other shows @TalkingRealVU. You can go to that and tweet that area, or just tweet @DrLoSmith with the number one. We're going to have an awesome time tonight, so let's get ready and look at our topic for tonight. And I'm going to make sure I can see that guest that was calling in. He said he was going to call in tonight, and that's Pastor Eddie Pratt said he was going to join us tonight. And I'm going to just give him a minute and make sure he's on the line. So let me click over and make this individual that's live, that's making a request to be live. If you press 1, Pastor, you can let me know that's you waiting in the wings to come and join me tonight. And we're going to have an awesome show. We had an awesome show on last Tuesday, which was not this week, the previous week on the Dr. Lowe show. So let's click in and see exactly, is this our expert, our coach and strategist? Is this Pastor Pratt? You are live now. Looked like I lost them. They had an opportunity to be live, so something happened there. But that's all right. We're going to still have an awesome show, you know, and they can make sure they're ready because I'm showing that they're on the line, but it's not coming through. I want to make sure. Now, I see some people keep saying I can't hear you. So I want to make sure we're on here enough so you can hear me and move forth. And then, you know, if you can hear me and you're actually can roll over, if you can, to Blog Talk Radio through the call-in number, and you'll give a flipping thumbs up me and let me know exactly you're hearing me real well, because it's hard for me to kind of tell whether I hear myself projecting out, but I don't know whether it comes. I know on Facebook, which is one of the devices we're using, or one of the media centers we're using, we use Facebook. I can see individuals saying they're having opportunity, a tough time hearing what I'm saying, but I'm going to make sure I speak up before it was the music. I want to thank each and every one of you on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DR. Listen, L. D'Alberto Smith. That's my Facebook page. You can check us out through Facebook, or you can go to Instagram. Tonight, we're being aired on Instagram, Lorenza D. Smith. Check us out on Instagram. I see we do have a couple people joining us as well, and I want to wave them as well. I'm just going to make sure I give everybody a wave here, because you joined us. I wanted you to know that I see you, and I want to make sure I wave at you and give you a holler. Okay, let's get our opportunity tonight to have some fun. And I might just have the individual on now because I see that we have some time running. Our special guest who's going to join us tonight, that's Pastor Pratt. That's Eddie Pratt. Let me see if this is Pastor Pratt. Pastor Pratt, is that you tonight? Oh, I keep kicking him off. If it's not him, you know, try to call back in. Thank you so much. But let's get our program started tonight. Let's get our Love Cafe started tonight. The title of tonight's show is, Can a Relationship, a Marriage, Last Without Love? Should understand and hear that. Can a relationship, a marriage, last without love? I want you to ask yourself that. First of all, we have to have a clear understanding. On each one of the Love Cafe episode, we talk about love and true love. We talk about the acronym, as I shared with you previously. But just to add something to that and kind of get a little bit more clarity when we talk about the acronym of love, you know, we say listening, not just to listen, but listen as well as offer your ideals to that person. Being to the point where you're not always talking and you're not dominating the conversation. And that's the L when we say listening. You got to listen to them and they have to listen to you. When we're looking at the O again, overlooking faults. You know, I said some of our faults in the beginning. People have faults. We all have some things that are buried deep in the closet that unfortunately we hope that don't come out and hope it don't show us. But it's the best thing to do is to share with people and then allow them to judge you based on that. But don't worry about faults, because you have faults and that person that you have an interest have faults as well. We have to overlook them. We have to look for the good in that person. And when we look at value, we got to see that in a relationship that you're equal. See, that's one of the things we have a problem with. People are always talking about 50-50. I'm an advocate of 100-100. You give 100%, I'm going to give 100%. We're doing it together because we're trying to come together to have a successful relationship or marriage. And then the E, we said earlier, we mentioned three things, but one of the most important things about the E is always encourage your partner as well as they should always encourage you. Don't be putting them down. Always make it a point that you are trying to encourage, whether it's go to back to school, is whether they get a job, work toward getting another job. Encourage them to try something new that's going to help them. Look at a hobby. Be encouraging in your relationship. You're on the track for love, and that's what we're talking about. So let's kind of look at when we're talking about a definition for love. And that definition, we said love is a chemical process that happens in the brain. It's a state of mind of someone falling in love. It's a chemical process that tells you that I have a state of mind. When I say I love you, it's a state of mind. That's what love is. True love includes you feeling compelled to be loyal. That's what relationships is all about. If you're going to be in a relationship or marry, you got to be loyal to the person you plan on being in a relationship. Whatever your definition of loyalty is, it's fine. But make sure you are loyal and willing to be loyal in the relationship. You also want to make sure when you in this relationship and you say, I love you, I'm willing to compromise. Compromising is so important. It is so important to you being successful in a relationship. It's not I and team. A marriage and even a relationship where you're building toward a lifelong partner, it's all about compromising. You ain't, it's not keeping score, it's not one-upping you, it's showing that I'm willing to accept that we can do it a different way. We all have different backgrounds, we have different makeups, and wherever we come from, we may have seen it done different. What we have to do when we have true love for somebody, we got to be willing to open our minds up and compromise with the way they are. If you're not willing to do that, you can't be successful. It's a challenge in a relationship or a marriage. Can a relationship or a marriage last without love? That's the question. And we're gonna continue to talk about, because I got some outstanding things that we're gonna share, some awesome topics to go along with that title. Now, when you're also looking at love, you have to really believe truly down in your heart that that person can make you happy. Love is all about happiness. It's all about being at peace. It's all about joy. That's what love is all about. True love is all about that. A lot of times people mistake your happiness to be something wrong with you. They do everything to stop you from being happy. And if you have a partner, or have a mate, or have a spouse or a significant other who doing things that keep you unhappy, you have to push them away, because that's not true love for you. It's not even true love for themselves. And we always talk about those situations where individuals are always caught up in this thing about my phone is just buzzing off crazy over here, but we're going to continue to work through this thing right here. When people always sit up here talking about, do you really want me, or do you want to be around me? I'm not sure. Anything I do, he always put it down. She always put it down. She never uplifts. She never encouraged me when we talk about love. And do they want to see me happy? Ask that question of your mate. Ask that question of your spouse. Ask that question of your significant other. Do you want to see me happy? Don't ask them whether they want to be happy, because you'll find out that a lot of times people are so unhappy, misery love company. True love don't allow that to happen. If you truly love yourself and can share that with somebody else, you don't allow yourself to be walking around unhappy all the time. You keep a smile on your face. You keep joy, and that's by doing things to keep you happy, doing things that keeps joy into your life. Love, true love, is all about being with somebody and both of y'all getting better. Not just you getting better, both of y'all getting better, because when you love somebody, true love for that person will allow you to be there to help and uplift, be encouraging, you know, be willing to go the extra miles and not willing to give up. You're willing to do whatever it takes. And you're truly, truly willing to say, because I truly love you, I truly love you, I can say that and know that gift that I'm giving to you is positive. True love is a gift. If you're not sure what true love is by your standards, take a little time, write down a few things in a journal about what love means to you. And the second thing is, how can I share that love with somebody else? If you can put down a list of things that you can do, you have a good chance to be able to say, I love you, because I love myself. That's what true love is all about. So we want you to take an opportunity to do some of these things that's going to help you. Take that journal, write down some things, or some other topics in here I'm going to ask you to take and write in your journal or wherever you do it, type it in your phone, your iPad, where you actually would, you know, make a list of things to kind of see where you are and see whether or not love can be in your marriage or your relationship can be without love. I don't believe so. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't know about some of you all. This is a time to check yourself. The call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I make you live, and you can offer your comments, your expertise in regards to what true love is to you. You know, when we're talking about true love, the last thing I want to branch out and share with you is true love is from the internal part of you. It's from your heart and from your soul. It is not a feeling. Loving somebody makes you feel good, makes you excited, makes you happy, brings about joy, but that feeling is not a clear definition of love. Just remember, it's not, love is not a feeling. Love requires action, and in those actions, it's going to come from the internal part of you. If you don't have a clear understanding of you internally and not capable of projecting what's inside of you so it can be seen and felt outside, love may be a challenge for you. True love especially will be a challenge. So we want to make sure we keep it in mind as we address our other topics. And you can comment. I hope you would, many of you on Facebook. Come in and share your thoughts. I know something comes on. They step off for a minute. They come back. I thank you and appreciate it. We have several people join us. And I'm still trying to get that special guest to on the line. I clicked on the live button, but it seems like it's we're not getting a connection. But we're going to keep on sharing the thoughts and our hope that individual, Pastor Pratt, if that's you on the line, to call back. I'm looking at that 240 area code, so I know that's somewhere over in that area, southwest, and hopefully you call back. The next thing we want to talk about is discuss why love is the most important. Say it again. Discuss why love is the most important thing in human's life, in a human's life. It's the most important thing in life. Ask yourself how important love is to you. For me, love brings about joy. Love brings about peace. My love for my family, to see them smile and be happy, is exactly what I desire for my family to be. My love for my mate or significant other or friend, I want to see them happy. I never want to see those individuals sad. But if you bring about unhappiness when you're talking about what's important, then you're going to create a problem not only for yourself, but definitely for those individuals. So we don't have to make sure we understand that we have to be, when we're talking about love and how important it is to life, it means the world. Some people say it makes the world go round. Round and around and around and around. So let's keep that in mind when you ask yourself, how important is love? How important is love? I see one of our co-hosts from our Monday night show has joined on the line. Maybe she just want to say hello to you all. And I'm going to see, can I get her in live since I couldn't get the other number and that was on here trying to get on live. I'm going to see, can I get her on and let her say hello to you. I can hear her in the background. Lisa Levine. Yes,
hello.
I can hear you. So hello,
you
how are
me?
You, Lisa?
I'm
yes,
good.
Yes, we can
hello.
Hear
you.
On this end. Everybody can hear you. Everybody can hear you because we got you live, and we appreciate you joining us, Lisa. Lisa is one of our co-hosts on our Monday night show, Talking Real to You. And she's located in South Florida, and she just enjoyed being with us, and I appreciate her being tonight and being with us tonight. I know she always said, now, Dr. Lil, I ain't going to talk too much about these shows right here, these relationships and these love shows. I tell her just join
us
when
you can. I'll give
input where needed. And I just, you know, offer the opportunity to be a part of it and just being on here. And she don't, you know, unless she choose to want to share her thoughts, and I'll leave her live and she want to share her thoughts about some of the things we're talking about. If not, she just stepping in support. I appreciate it. And when she's encouraged to offer some ideas, and I'm going to say, go ahead, Lisa, share your expertise. And I see several other people joining her as well on Facebook. We got Robert and Donald and Andrew is now
Andrew
on Facebook and it's popping up. And they said hello as well. Thank you as well, each and every one of you all that's joining us. We're going to move to the next topic of tonight. Lisa, we were just talking about how important love is to life. You know, it's considered to be the most important thing in life. And we was talking about how important what it does for you when you truly, truly realize what love is. It allows you to bring peace. It allows you to be at peace. It allows you to be joyful. Also bring joy. It allows you to be happy. It allows you to be committed. It allows you to compromise. It allows you to do things that you normally wouldn't do because you truly understand love. So it's important to you that we will love in a vacuum, but we want to love where we able to share with one another. And at times, many others, meaning our family, meaning our friends, We have to make sure we're capable, but we have to understand it. So I see it as being that important. Can go more in depth and talk about other things, how some people define. You have an opportunity to call in. The number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure you're live and offer the expertise. If you're on Facebook, I want to thank you. And if you want to type in your comments, that's fine. So I look forward to reading off your comments. If you're on Instagram, you have the same opportunity. You can share your thoughts on Instagram as well. So we're going to continue to move forth with the show and talk about some other things that we really, truly know that's important that we like to share to you all before our next 30 minutes is up. The next topic is so important to, after we understand what love is, what true love is, and how important it is to life, we want to try to explain or take the opportunity to explain to you what you're looking for in a loving relationship. What are you looking for in a loving relationship? And I'm going to share some things, and if they coincide with what you're thinking about a loving relationship, or you have others, you can type them in, or you can call in, and I'll make sure you have an opportunity to be live. You know, the question is explain what you want in a loving relationship. You can't want something when you don't know, if you don't know what you're looking for. And I'm going to share four of them with you, and I'm going to touch bases on each one of them. First, let's start off with love. It's exactly like an acronym. If you want this in a relationship, a loving relationship, you want love, you want somebody to reciprocate that they love you, if it's in words or action. If I tell you I love you and you feel the same way, you should be able to return that to me. And we both feel the same way about each other because we love him from the internal part of us. Love is not an external thing because that's a feeling. Love is a state of mind. So in a loving relationship, you want true love and you want somebody truly to love you. The second thing is intimacy. You want the person to be intimate with you. And intimate don't mean sex, people.
No,
sometimes
it does not.
A touch, just touching you. You know, knowing what your love language are. You don't have to know and have all five of the love languages. You might have some other ones yourself. But physical touch is so important. Some people said when people touch them on the shoulder, they're like, whoa. You know, I always tell, you know, we have to be careful who we allow to touch us. You have to be very careful about that because sometimes the touch can be soothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Or the touch could be bring about a chill. Come on now, a chill. If the touch feels soothing like our menu is, oh, you get excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
That physical touch. But when that touch creates fear, scares you, then you can't identify that as being intimate. It's caring for someone. Can be engulfed in intimacy. It's your action. And we always had to keep that in mind and get away from the sex because some people always say sex had to do with intimacy. Nah. Your action in a loving, caring way shows how intimate you are about the relationship. Your action. With the key. And the third thing we're going to share with you is romance. You know, we always talking about romance, and some people don't quite understand what romance.
No, they don't. They
understand, but they might not be willing to show it at this time. And I say they don't understand.
You think so?
And you know, they. I'm just gonna take something simple like a romantic dinner. When you go out, you dress with nice attire. That means you're stepping out the normal comfort zone. It's just my sin. Tonight I'm sitting up with a bow tie on, looking all. Some people say you're looking like you cleaned up pretty good. I said, well, I appreciate that. But when I'm going out on a dinner, I feel it's gonna be a romantic dinner. I'm gonna maybe bring some flowers. I'm gonna really put my best foot forward. So romance requires you to do that in a relationship. You know, when you start dating, it's when you start dating somebody, or y'all, you know, you begin to show some things that you probably didn't used to do. Let me use, for example, like, and I ran into this thing, like opening the car door, chivalry, southern hospitality. Some people can say that, you know, you're being romantic, open that door for me, closing the door, pulling my chair out. Those gestures lead to showing that you have romance. And I keep saying, people are saying they're having a hard time to hear me, and they're typing it in, and I'm going to continue to talk up some more. I might be away from it, and that might be what it is. But I'm moving closer to my loyal people who are always going to let me know, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just as Lisa said, and I go back to intimacy and physical touch, you know, physical touch in a loving way through touch, a hug, sitting on the couch, watching a movie, you know, date night. As I was saying,
date
romance
night.
Is doing things out of that you normally wouldn't do. You put your best foot forward when you're at trying to be romantic. Again, it has nothing to do with sex. Sex has its own place.
Yep.
It has nothing.
Agreed.
So everybody,
or even just bringing some flowers home, Dr. Lowe. You know, some, like, you know, I think I mentioned this another time we were on. You know, you stop by the store and, oh, guess what? I know you love fish. I'm going to cook you fish for dinner. Or just grabbing some flowers. Or, oh, I know you really like this chocolate, or, you know, whatever, or taking a walk together at night or in the morning, or working out together. You know, these are different things, I think, that are important too.
Exactly.
See, you know, just those are signs of, yeah, things we take for granted. And right now, I know a lot of people are somewhat disconnected, but it is a good time to try to connect.
Exactly.
With that, with your significant other.
And it's one thing about COVID-19 and coronavirus pandemic is that it allows us to spend more time where in a relationship or a marriage, you can be romantic. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, simply
absolutely
have your date night. Simply go in the backyard and put something on the grill and sit out and just sit under the, you know, just sit and relax outside. Make sure, you know, if you're, you know, in this dry air in where we are in southeastern part of the United States, particularly in Alabama, it's kind of hot to sit out there. But when they start cooling off around about 7:30 or 8, or you can cook it and just take it out there and sit out there. You know,
you know what else is good? I bought out.
Yes, yes.
I bought an open-ended tent, Dr. Lowe, and I got some fans to keep outside, which I think is good. You know, and then it keeps the air cool, and you can go outside and eat. And yeah, grilling is good, because I know down here it gets kind of hot, but even have a picnic somewhere outside by some water.
And I'm glad Lisa brought that up about a picnic. It's so important. I'm trying to get it out of the line. But a picnic is so important. How often do we get a chance to go on a picnic? How often do we do that?
Yeah.
How often do we take our children on a picnic. It's so...
That's true.
It's intimate moment. It's an intimate moment. And we have to do that. You know, we have to make sure. We have to make sure those small things count when we're talking about having a loving relationship. Do not ever discount the small things, because the small thing makes that relationship last longer. See, too many times we get caught up in, oh, man, and we don't have to do, we need to plan a trip to go to Europe. No, you can have a staycation and have just as much fun. Use your own area where you are, meaning your location, where is, what geographical area you're in, to be romantic in. You know, they have that saying, date to marry, marry to date. A lot of time we run into a problem because we're talking about relationships and marriage too. Sometimes once we get married, once we got married, we stop. We stop dating. We stop being romantic.
This is true.
Even in a relationship, we can be in a relationship and we stop dating. We're exclusive relationship and we stop dating. That person want romance. You want romance. You want an opportunity to go out and go places. You want to do the small thing. You want to rent a movie and sit there with the movie and have whatever libation you want to have, fall asleep, and just be, you're in, that's romantic right there. And it's so important we keep that in mind if we want a loving relationship. We want to have a long-lasting relationship. We want to have a strong relationship. We want to have a strong marriage, because a marriage is a relationship. So we can't forget about that relationship. So our question and our title is, can a relationship, a marriage, last without love? We went over love. The things that are considered to be important to a loving relationship, we have to do it. Three of them I mentioned, but that fourth one is sometimes people put that ahead of everything. They go from the tears of a relationship straight to this right here. Because I watch too many shows, I hear too many paternal cord and all this old crazy stuff, and that's sex. Some people put that before everything else. They'll go from in a tier relationship, you know, I meet you, you're my associate, then the next thing I know, in a 30 minutes later hour, we're there being, we're having sex. See, that's the thing about the four that was put there, romance and intimacy has nothing to do with sex. Because
no, it doesn't.
Sex is just an act that may pleasure both of you, but also when you compare sex to intimacy and to romance, it's about loving and doing gestures that involve loving things. Sex is not that. It's part of a loving relationship. It's things that most important things are things that you want to have in a relationship, but it's not the most important thing. It don't trump. It do not trump intimacy and romance. It do not. You know, we have to keep that in mind. Those are the four things. But we want you to be a part of it. I have several people, you know, typing things in, and I do appreciate them. I'll read them as quick as I can. We want you to give a call in 347-857-4192, and I'm going to slow it down. 347-857-4192. Press one, and I'll make sure I get you on the line, and you can offer your expertise. We got several people saying some things. Lisa, she shared, you know, we're talking about romance, come on to acts, and we had another individual was talking about bonding. We need to have time of bonding.
And
that's so important. Then Lisa's mom is always music. Music is
my
so
mom,
important.
My mom's good.
People don't realize
my mom
that
and dad are very cute.
I agree.
My parents
100%,
have been married
mom.
Over 50 years.
Exactly. And people don't realize how important. you know, recently I had a show when I got off the shore, a friend of mine that was over, and I started playing music. And like 30 minutes just enjoying music and, you know, dancing around and having a good time. That's what music do. It soothes us. It's like it's, you know, soothes the soul. So music is part of the romantic
music
part too
good.
As well. Music is part of that intimacy. Some people use
you
it
know,
to get to that 400. Yes.
My parents,
Lisa, yes.
And you can't do it right now, obviously, but I just always remember they would take vacations. Like they traveled. They would go like out west or... And I just remember I always enjoyed hearing their stories about, you know, how much fun they had, you know, and the pictures and, you know, it's just a good time. Or they were driving through the mountains, you know, when they were out in California and things like that. You know, I mean, I'm lucky that I had two good role models.
And that's so important.
Now I don't know. They're retired now. I don't know. They're in the house together all the time, but. My point is they traveled, yeah, and they went to Israel. They finally got to go to Israel, which they just, it was so amazing, their trip, and just hearing what they got to do and just great ways to connect. And they were, like, baking bread and making pizzas. Like, it's a lot, it, do a lot of cool things on trips like that. It was like a trip of a lifetime, so... I'm hoping eventually we will. We'll get back to that. But those are also ways to connect.
That's it. You're talking about being romantic. You know, they say we're going to Europe, we're going to France. But sometimes it's just going somewhere locally that where you all can just be and just relax and enjoy
and just
one
enjoy.
Another.
And do fun
things,
one
of the things,
you know.
Denise said, and very important. She talked about it when she was one of the callers on the show recently, Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. She stated about foundation. You know, some people like to go straight, as I was saying, from associate straight to the romantic part. But we got to develop a foundation. And you develop a foundation by using these things that you understand about what makes this loving relationship work. That will be the foundation of love, because I understand love. Intimacy, because I understand intimacy. Romance, I understand that. And then the sex is there. We're not going to take away and say it's not a part of it, but it is something that, but it's not overshadowing all the other things. That's four things I mentioned. You probably have four or five more you can add to that, because you best define yourself using those things. So that's what's so important about a loving relationship. You have to have a foundation. If love, romance, intimacy is your foundation, or even sex, that's a start. Put those things first and put them in the order you see fit that fits you. Prioritize what makes you happy. Prioritize what makes a loving relationship. You have to do it. I can't do it for you. No one can do it for you. A partner can't do it for you. You have to do it. And that's what we're asking you to do on this talk show. Take an opportunity to look at the Love Cafe. Focus on the thing the Love Cafe is trying to share with you. That's what we're trying to do here. We have a couple other things we want to touch on, because, you know, our time is like 11 minutes. It goes so fast, and we're going to kind of pick up. We're going to talk about the love language. Come on now. That's something that runs people off. First of all, I want you to think about it as listeners. What are your love language? We know there are universal five love languages. Think about it. That journal I asked you to write some things in, write down your five love language. Write down your one love language. Write down your two love language. Whatever is your love language, because the love language will help define how your relationship and how your marriage will be. The love language is a foundation to get to where you need to go. It's a roadmap. And what we have to do, we have to know exactly. Now, I'll give you the universal love language. I'll give them to you. Physical touch. We talked about that earlier when we talked about intimacy. Physical touch is so important. But it's a way to touch individuals. When it's coming from the inner circle of you, when you touch them, they will feel the same thing that you feel. The next thing is words of affirmation. Come on now. We come to those individuals and we already kind of have an idea of what we know the answer may be or whether we have the right answer or not. We like to hear affirmation. We like to hear that we're on the right track. But that gives you confidence. That allows you to trust that person because they show this language because that's the way their love language is. The next one, as we look at, is so important, acts of service. You know, however you realize or know, however you see your acts of service, use it because it's in love language. You know, we try to see how we support one another. And your action is so important. Giving. A lot of times people like receiving.
Acts of kindness.
Your love language should be, yes, it's fine to receive, but to give too, which is a service. Which is a service. So that's so important that we continue to stay focused. We have to move forth and do some of the things that's important. But in life, we have to have that love language of service. Next one, everybody like this one, receiving gifts. Sometimes we have to kind of be careful how we receive gifts. If that becomes your love language, the person that might have their representative, you know, may have their representative knows that, and they will use that. They'll use that. We have a call on the line, and actually I feel like I know who it is, one of our team members, but we're going to let her share her thoughts and tell us exactly who she is. The caller with the last four digits of 4915. You are live now. What's your thoughts on that love language?
Hello to everyone. This is Minister Shannon Hendricks. How's everybody doing out there?
Minister, how you doing?
Not great, Doc. Lisa, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I wanted to just call in just to give my opinion on, I think we were talking about romance. And I just wanted to say that romance depends on, to me, this is me, romance depends on each individual person's love language, what Doc just hit on. Where I might be attracted to the sapiosexual man, the next lady might be attracted to the homosexual man. It depends
mm-hmm.
because I like the intellectual, I'm not attracted to the homosexual. More importantly, one has to be happy first. The thing that's going on now, the entanglement with Jada and Will Smith, you have to be happy with yourself first in order to bring
right.
happiness into the relationship. I can't make my partner happy. Those five love languages Doc was talking about, by the time you reach a certain age, especially, and we've talked about this before, the brain is matured at 24. By the time you reach my age of that tender young 45, you should know your love language going into a relationship. My love language is words of affirmation because I'm attracted to the sapiosexual. If you're attracted to a homosexual, you don't need words of affirmation if you know what homosexuals are. But I'm attracted
yes.
to that, so I need words of affirmation. Then the next one for me is quality time. It's not necessary that you have to buy me a gift. Quality time can be you calling me on the phone while I'm at work. Quality time can be you sending me a text message, something to say, baby, when you left the house this morning, you were gorgeous. Or, darling, do you have something that I need to do while you're at the house? Things like that. Give me some affirmation. I'm not saying that I need my ego stroke because when I look in the mirror, I can stroke it myself. But that's just my opinion, Doc.
Yes, ma'am. Your opinion is just fine with me because you come at them hard. And that's what it's all about. Just remember, the quality time is so important. A relationship And a lot of relationship is starving. A lot of marriages are starving because of lack of quality time.
Yeah.
You're not willing to, you know, if it's 15 minutes, quality time is so important. Being able to use the time wisely, as minister said, throughout the day. Just that call. You took a minute for a quality minute to call in, or call your significant other, call your wife and say, you're looking good this morning going out of here. Now, I didn't say it. I didn't say it. But I'm telling you now. I send you a text. That's quality. That helps a relationship to continue to go. Everybody don't have all five of these love qualities. You may not love a language, but you have to understand whatever one you feel you're comfortable with, use it. Use it. Use it to its highest level. If you physical touch is your love language, make it work for you. Acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, words of affirmation, but know which one you feel comfortable and allow you to grow in a relationship and allow your marriage to grow as well. Some of these things you already know when you come into that relationship, the strength that you have. And the strength could be I like using time wisely, you know, quality time. I don't just, you know, I just don't sit around and, you know, I'm a person like that. If I'm sitting around, I'm doing something. If I'm with you, I want to do some things. I want to make sure we do things. It's going to be so important. We're going to use, and it ain't always the big things. I could keep going back to that, the small thing, sitting down, listening to music together, quality. Eating dinner together, quality. Eating as a family is quality. That's quality time. If I like receiving gifts, and on the other side, I always tell people, if that's your love language, be willing to give gifts too. Be willing to give gifts. Also on top of, and as Mom says, in regards to writing a letter, we forgot about penmanship. We don't even want to use penmanship. We're so modern now, and technology has taken. We don't have to sign our name on documents now. We can electronic signature now. We don't even have to write it all. We got a phone. We text, and then we'll send it, and we'll have it, you know, transcribed. We got so many things to stop us. But what about the old traditional love letter? Writing poems. Writing a song that's coming from your heart. That's what love is. When you're able to write it and it's coming from your heart, you can put it on paper. It's awesome. And that's what we're talking about. That's the love language that has me going. Doing something that I know that I would love to have done for me. Don't always be the one when you say if receiving a gift is you, you always put your hand out, I want something. Buy me some more flowers. Buy me blah, 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 blah. That ain't what it's all about. In return, do the same thing for that person. Show that it may not be your love language, but it shows that you appreciate with that person or what that person is doing for you. The little thing that's matter. And I'm going to tell you, that's what it's all about. All right, Lisa, I'm going to quickly step off and go to one or two more things. And it's about, can a relationship, whatever our title was, can a relationship or marriage last without love? And I'm going to go through a couple of things, and you can jump in as, you know, as we go, because we're really down, you know, a few more minutes, but we're going to still talk about it. A relationship is not love. We're going to talk about relationship first now. We're going to talk about relationship first. Relationship is not about love. Agree or disagree. A relationship is not about love. Just want everybody to think about that one. A relationship is not about love. I didn't say a marriage. But a relationship, you can be in a relationship without love now.
You can be. Yes, you can. A lot of people are in loveless relationships.
Exactly.
A lot of people. And I think some people just stay because they stay, or they've been pressured into being in a relationship, or pressured into marriage, or... But yeah,
yes,
there's people in relationships, it's not loveless, or they feel they can't meet anybody else, so
yep,
they stay.
Yeah.
They settle.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
right there. Because that's what
they
I'll
settle.
Stay in this relationship.
You should never settle
I'll
or
stay,
be forced into.
I'll stay in this relationship because I can't find nobody else.
Yep.
You know, this thing been said, and I know the host of our Minister Shannon show, she always come back. You know, we always get into this when we be talking about it. I always try to hear young lady says, you know, when we're talking about you stay in a relationship, whether you can't find nobody else. That's just like a half a man is better than no man. I can't understand that. I mean, you in a relationship or maybe in love with somebody, and they can only give you half of the time because
mm-hmm.
the other half is committed to somebody else. But you accept
yep.
that by saying part of a man, heart of a man, half of a man, whatever little time I can get, I'm accept because ain't nobody else out there for me. That's not true. You're devaluing yourself. It's always someone, one person that's out there because God has that person for you. You just haven't met it yet. Don't accept a half of a man. And if you continue to accept that, then that's what you're going to get.
That's what you will get. This is true.
And that's what they're going to see. What they're going to do is, you know, right? You know, I hear these stories when people talking about, you know, they're in a relationship with somebody that has a family. On Christmas, I'm lonely. You choose to be lonely because you're in a relationship with somebody you already know, got a family, can't leave their family, or got somebody they consider to be significant other, and you still sitting around gloomy. What do the lonely do during the holidays? It's at Christmas, but I'm just saying, what do the lonely do? Sit there and be lonely.
Yeah.
You choose to be lonely. Don't choose to be lonely. So don't take half of a man, a part of a man. If he's not willing to give 110% toward that relationship, you know, I didn't say 100%. I didn't say no 50%. If he's not willing to give that, you have to cut him loose or her loose.
Yes, you do.
Know your worth. You are...
Know your value.
If you don't understand that and you say that, I shake my head. And like Minister Shannon always, we get into those conversations, Norman and her show, and I'm sitting there like, wow. You got people really walking around thinking that part of a man is better than no man. No. Being happy, full of joy and peace, you can do that by yourself.
Yes, you can.
If you need a man or woman to bring about joy in your life, yes, by having somebody that you feel as a partner, that you... not in a relationship because you're trying to help them, but you're in there mutually at 100%, you can really enjoy life. But you also can enjoy and have peace when you allow yourself to be at peace within. Happiness within. The
happiness comes from within. And I. Mm-hmm.
When you know who you are and whose you are, you can have a whole lot of joy. You don't be afraid, and that's the problem. To hear that statement, that's one of the major problems, you know. It's always, in a relationship, if you, you need to know whether or not your partner really can love or capable or want to love. You have to know. We're talking about a relationship without love. If that person is not willing to do that, to communicate. See, the problem is we don't want to communicate. When they say, well, I'm not in this relationship to be married. I'm not in this relationship to be in love. I'm just having some fun. Well, if that's what we're in for, let's both have the same kind of fun. Let's enjoy ourselves. And I don't mean going out doing all this stuff. And, you know, some people like open situations and all that. I'm talking about we're not going to invest our heart into this. We're not going to do this when both of us not trying to move to the direction. Let's be straightforward from the beginning. Too many people are afraid to communicate. So that's how it's so. That's why it's so important in a healthy relationship you're able to communicate. In a relationship, you have to communicate so both of y'all can be on the same page. We ain't looking for no love, and we just looking to have fun. We looking to enjoy ourselves. I'm looking for somebody to travel, be my travel partner, the person to go places. I'm looking for somebody to be on my arm so when I go to these major fundraisers and these dinners and everything, I have somebody on my arm. If that's what you want, that's fine. You got to worry about love. You know? So in a relationship, you can be in that without feeling love. You can just be there because you all have some common goal. One of your love languages is receiving gifts. That person may buy a whole lot of gifts. He buy me a car. He do this. She do this for me. So lay it out. Communicate. This is all what we look. But if you're looking for a relationship with love that would lead to a life partner or marriage, you have to let that individual know. That way you can make the choice that fits you and they can make the choice that fits them. Too many times we stay in relationships because we have nowhere else to go. Too many times we stay in a relationship thinking somebody love you and they don't.
Yep.
Too many times you stay in a relationship because you love that person and you can't let them go. You just can't let them go because you're afraid of what's out there that's good for you. Never be afraid of what's good for you out there. Yes, the unknown is out there, but on the other side of that, if you can ever get beyond that point of that fear you may have, or the walls, there's some good out there for you. And too many times we get caught up thinking we have to stay when we don't have to stay. Communicate what you need to communicate in a relationship. That determines where your relationship is going to go. It'll determine what kind of relationship you have. If you have a relationship which is a friendship, a friend with benefit, let that be known to each other.
Yeah, especially, I'm going to interrupt you, Dr. Lowe, but I have, people I know, friends, clients, they go on these dating apps, which is fine, or they meet people and, the intention is, oh, yeah, I'm looking for A, B, C, and D. And then when they, connect or meet or whatever, it's like they get a blow-off or a whole, oh, I'm freaked out. You know what I mean? There's a lot of miscommunicating. My thing is, if you're just looking to hook up, then just say, I'm just looking to hook up. I'm not looking for anything. But when you lie or dishonest, and it really can mess the other person up, because I know of people that are genuinely looking to meet somebody nice. And, when I was out in the dating world, I was a pretty honest person about what I wanted or what I didn't want. And I think that's important. Even if it might hurt somebody, you should still be honest, but don't go in with a profile and say, I'm looking for, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm looking for A, B, C, and D, and you're really not. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, things like that are not, that's not right either, and it's misleading. And there's nothing wrong with saying, look, I'm just looking to go out on some dates, see what's out there, you know. So this is a big problem, too. Or it's you, or it's me. How many times someone's all of a sudden, oh, I can't be with you anymore, it's me. And, well, what does that mean exactly? Like, people get, you know, lost. What, it's me, it's you, you know. And then the other person, I mean, that, you guys know that's not true when someone says that. Like,
you know, I can't do this no more because it's just all about me. It's been all about you from the beginning because you weren't being, you have to, you have to communicate how you feel. You weren't being honest from the start. So sometimes we have to really realize that's some of the biggest problems in relationship, that it is not for them. They're not, they just want to go out and be having somebody today. But when you go to a dating app, I'm not saying that it's not something that can be successful.
Right.
But it's a reason why
it
people,
can be.
Reason why people are dating apps. I don't have the answer why, but you pretty much know why they're on a dating app. Some people are some people are hunters. Remember that word now.
Yeah.
They on there because they are hunting.
This is a good one. I like that, Dr. Lowe.
And,
you're right.
When they're out there hunting, they're not looking to be in anything more than a friend relationship.
Yep.
You know, that's all, because they're not looking for one that's going
to require it. Or friends with benefits, or friends, yeah.
There you go. And
there we go.
The commitment.
I said it.
They're not looking for the one for the commitment, because, yeah, they're still searching. If you're still searching, be straight up. Don't have miscommunication.
Yeah.
Let that person know that that's what I'm looking for, and you give them an opportunity to make a choice. Don't keep things from them. Don't be dishonest with those individuals.
Right.
When they find it out, you know, it does hurt when people are not being honest with you. When they're being dishonest and then the truth come out, it's hard to deal with a lot of time. One thing is, if you understand, and one of the listeners typed up about respect, you know, if you respect yourself,
respect somebody else. When you more or less want to be dishonest,
you're more or less going to be disrespectful to yourself and to that person. So we have to kind of put those in categories and people understand. Now, quickly, we want to touch on a marriage with no love. Hey, this is one right here.
You know. Dr. Lowe, you know who's got the best marriage? Can I tell you?
Yes, who's got the best marriage?
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, they never got married.
The
actors, they never got married. They never wanted to get married. They wanted to keep it, and they're still together.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Think about that, Dr. Lowe. They've been together a long time, and they never got married.
Exactly. So, in essence, they communicated that from the beginning. Now, I'm not looking to get married, but we're gonna, we're gonna live in that manner you consider to be, what they call it, common law marriage. That's what they said only exists in some states, but you know, some people do use it as that. But when you're talking about a marriage, and we're gonna end this up right quick, you know, if there's no love in a marriage, think before you leap.
Yes.
Before you decide to get married, if you have no love in that, and you're dating to marry and married to date, intentionally dating. Just remember, it's a difference between just dating and intentionally dating.
Right.
So you can't be married. So if you're not seeing a feeling, seeing the action of love in that intentional dating period, 9 times out of 10, do not take that leap. That leap is jumping that broom to be in a marriage, because it's not going to last long.
No, it's not. And marrying for the wrong reasons, or staying married. People say they don't want to be alone, or it's a huge commitment. And I think it's a huge
You marry somebody because you don't want to be alone, or your choices haven't been great, so you decide to marry somebody, and you just like apple and oranges, y'all moving in different directions. And we have to realize that. Don't take that leap. That's how, if you don't see love, because marriage should include love. Marriage is a loving relationship. If you're not willing, as we talked about, what's important to a loving relationship and what you need to make sure is healthy, you have to have some love, and you got to be able to love that person, and they have to love you. Yep. If you're not willing to love that person, like listen to them with the L, O is to overcome and overlook. The V is value that person. E is expectation, encouragement, excitement. If that's not your love, don't go into that marriage, because we do have a large number, 77%, and I'm getting a little high on it, or maybe 6-7% of people of divorces, because
divorce rate is skyrocketing, especially now.
I thought she loved me, and me saying that, and one of the things, well, he either showed you or he didn't show you. Communication was their action. Verbal and nonverbal still exist, people. That's communication. All right, the next thing I want to just touch on, be true to yourself. If you're not feeling that this relationship is internal, and you need to try to take a step back, truly take a step back and say, I don't think I need to be in this marriage. Because if you're in a marriage, no love, I don't see how it can work. Some people can come on and tell me, you know, right now. Another thing is, if you get in there and you're in there and you say there's no love, then, you know, always keep your children first. For the ones that have children, put your children first. Don't put that person first, because they already told you and showed you who they was. Put your children first.
Yeah, and you know what? To stay in a marriage because of the kids is not a good reason to, because I hate to tell everybody, kids know when a marriage isn't good between their parents, and it's not a good reason to stay. And I know it's easier, you know, for me to say that, but it's true. I've had many of kids, they tell me, they know, you know, even little ones, they pick up on it, and it's not healthy. You're not doing your kid any service, and they might be hurt by a divorce, but they're going to be even more hurt when they keep seeing you guys fight or disconnected or not a loving, you know, connected relationship.
So. Exactly, and that's what we have to keep in mind. Children, when two people divorce, children feel like they've been divorced as well. And sometimes we forget that, but I even go back to my own personal situation. And I could see, even though my daughter was older, and it was teenager, but still, they in a family with two individuals now is split. And just because we're able to handle it, that's not saying they're able to handle it.
Right.
So
that's
if
true.
You're in a loveless marriage, staying there just for the children, when I said put the children first, mothers and that, put your children first, because if you you're hurting your children. Make them your priority. You might not be with that person or could be with that person, but the children should be your priority.
Right.
Because you're not loving each other. They know when you're mad with each other. They recognize everything. Children are the most observant individual in our society. Just remember that. Your children see everything. Just because they don't say nothing don't mean they didn't see it. They may have to work through comprehension of it too, but they see everything. They hear everything. So we have to remember that. Too many times we get away from that. And the last one is, if you're in a loveless marriage, don't try to humiliate that person.
Nope.
When you start using humiliation, it has to be confronted in a marriage. And if you are right with it, then you can stay in a long-term relationship. You know what I say? You can stay in a long-term relationship, but you ain't going to be married. Just remember that. You can stay married, but that's not really a marriage, because a marriage has to have love in it. It has to say, tell, I love you.
Absolutely.
When I dated you, I went through all the tears, so I said, now you're going to be my life partner.
Yep.
My life partner. And I'm committed. I'm dedicated. I'm willing to communicate. I want to be connected to you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be devoted to you. All these things I'm saying is because I truly, truly, truly know that's what I'm willing to give from my internal part. That's what it's all about. It's all about love. So in a relationship, you can have a relationship without love because your intent may be different.
Right.
But marriage is hard. It's hard to survive without love. Get a good foundation.
It can't.
Be positive. Remember, your children in a marriage is so important. They watch everything you
do. They see everything.
Consider them when you make that decision. Do not try to humiliate. Don't try to embarrass the mother or the wife, because children are new. I've seen children get totally angry with their biological because he tried to embarrass the mother all the time. Definitely don't move to any physical. Quit mentally and emotionally doing it. If you don't want to be in that marriage, conclude that marriage. But just remember, you can be a co-parent. Love your children and take care of your children. The question of the show was, can a relationship or a marriage last without love? A relationship can exist without love, but it's hard for a marriage to last without love. Because you have to listen, you have to overcome, you have to value, and you have to encourage. That's what love is all about. That's the cafe. We provide you with the entree, which was the lust. We brought you some attraction. And now we conclude with that dessert, which is attachment. We really, really thank you for joining us. Lisa, I do appreciate you joining us. I'm going to let you say goodbye.
Thank
but I want to give a shout-out to those individuals.
I'll see
you
Monday.
I got to give a shout-out to the one that's joining us. That's been coming in. You've been seeing them just like I've been seeing. I'm still strolling down the page. God is so good. Man, I tell you, he's in the place. He's in the midst of all of us. Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. We're so glad to have her. She was on recently on one of our shows, and she was sharing her thoughts as a caller. She was chatting with us. Thank you, Denise, so much. She's the founder of Behind the Mask Ministry. They're doing so many things out there in Berkeley, so many outstanding things, and we're going to get on the show so she can share her thoughts as well. Terrence Babyhead Gibson, one of my fraternity brothers, matter of fact, was the president of the chapter when I was in Fort Lauderdale, but the chapter's in Miami. He lives in Miami Gardens. And he's always checking our show out. Thank you, my frat brother, Terrence. I'll say the honor because he's our Southern Regional Director of Big and Better Business for the four states and the Bahamas that make up our region. Erica Kennard, she was on our show as well. She's doing some outstanding things. Her book, Brothers, I'm Sorry. I want you to check that. Go to Amazon. Purchase that book. Talks about what's in, have some poems that's enlightening. Erica, we thank you for joining us. Thank you for being on our show, and thank you so much. And I know you said you kind of moving in a different direction, but she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and I know she said some things with me where she's going, but I'm going to give her that shout out as well. Edwina Bernard, thank you, Edwina, so much. Thank you for joining us as well. Edwina, as I'm looking, and I'm going to say it, is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I see that data. I might be wrong, but I'm going to get Lentay Pickett. She's Inspired to Inspire. That's her ministry. She's doing some outstanding things as well. She's in the central part of Alabama, and she's doing in the Black Belt, she's doing some things and changing individual lives. I always tell her when I talk with her, I say, "You're brand, I'm a brand you as, and that's your brand, Inspire to Inspire." So you inspire to inspire me. Thank you, Latay, so much for doing that. And she was on one of our first guests on our Monday night show, Talking Real to You. Carla Renee Garcia, thank you, Carla, so much. Tiffany Beckham, thank you so much for joining us. Erica Butler, Dr. Butler, thank you so much. I always share this story. Erica was, hired her as one of my social study history teachers back when I was a principal back in the late 90s and early 2000, or the early 2000s. And she always told me I was the first one to give her a job. So she's an outstanding person. She's working now in the state of Alabama. We have Martima Penn. She's another member. Let me just back up for Erica. Erica, I'm going to give her a shout out. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. That's Erica Butler, Dr. Butler. Martima Penn. Martima's down in Boulder County when I was down there. And also, she played with one of my youth team, YBOA, as well as AAU. Thank you, my team. And she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And a list of other people that joined, and joined Lisa. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Donald. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. And I tell you, it's so good to have you all on here. And I know Lisa would say the same thing. Thank you for supporting us and supporting this venture that we have going on. Thank you so much. As well as Cassandra Davis, we give her a wave. Cassandra is joining us as well. We have the Queen, Minister Lewis. That's Shannon, Minister Shannon Lewis, the host of the Minister Shannon Show. We're going to get it back to rolling. It's on the fourth Thursday on the Smithway Production. I'm the producer for that show, and we're going to get her back rolling. We're going to take our time to make sure we put her where she needs to be so she can be on here on a consistent basis. Rachel Robinson out of Northern Florida, the Tallahassee area. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Rachel. And we have Leslie Levine, and the mother of Lisa Levine. Thank you, Mom, for supporting us so much. Thank you. We also have Andrew. Andrew, thank you. That's a special friend of Lisa. Andrew, thank you. Andrew Schultz, thank you so much for joining us as well. Brian Steele, a member of my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, brought him through at Gamma Beta Alabama State University. Thank you so much, Brian, for joining us. Also, we have Carol Davis joining us. Thank you, Carol. It's always good to have you on here, a big supporter. She brought to us also our second or third guest, was her cousin out of Huntsville that has a foundation up there, and it was working hard. And Carol brought them to me, and we had them interviewed on this show. We thank you so much as well. Connie Smith, that's my youngest biological brother. Thank you so much. Latay Pickett, I mentioned her as well. We have Pamela Dennis, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Thank you, Pamela, so much. I'm strolling. We want to get to 90 seconds. Still strolling. Lisa's still strolling. Bobby D, a member of my fraternity. Thank you, frat brother, for joining us. BJ Jefferson out of Memphis. She joined us last night as well. Shanita Arrington Mitchell. Thank you, Shanita, for joining us. Man, I tell you, it's so good to have them, and the time about to run out. And those are individuals joining. Thank you again, each and every one of y'all, for joining us. Lisa, she and left us. Thank you, Lisa, so much. Thank all of y'all. We had an awesome time. Join us on Monday, talking real to you at 7:30. I was taking the time and trying to set a show, and that's where Lisa will be co-host along with myself and our four other individuals. Have an awesome weekend. We'll check you out on Monday at 7:30 Central Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Have an awesome rest of the night. And as you say, hashtag be responsible, just be responsible. Hashtag one life matter. We got about 30 seconds. Hashtag keep on grinding. And last but not least, with 10 seconds, I love you and there's a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night, and we will check you out, as well as an awesome weekend. We'll check you out Monday.